SBS Radio.
Nikita Baines, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
A huge congratulations on winning the Mildura Grand Tennis International. How does it feel?
Thank you. Yeah, it feels really good. It's my first 25K title. My first pro title in singles was a couple of years ago, but it was only a 15K, so it was nice to win the 25.
Yes. Previous one was in Tunisia, wasn't it?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, that's right. It was in Tunisia, I think, a couple of years ago.
And this one, I'm told, was quite a marathon, and you battled hard to win the title.
Yeah. My opponent made me work for it, as did, I guess, all my opponents that week. I had, I think, 4-3 set matches and only won one in straight sets. So I think they all made me work hard for it, but I'm glad I got the reward for the hard work I put in.
Well, it's a good start to the year 2019. So tell me a little bit more about your game. I believe you started playing when you were just 6 years old, and your father is your coach.
Yeah, I started when I was six. Yeah, my dad is, like, since I was eight, we've also worked with two very good coaches, the best in Australia, in my opinion, called Gary Stickler and Matt Limpus from Lifetime Tennis. Mm-hmm. And so they've helped developed me since I was 8 years old, still do, and along with my dad. So yeah, I'm happy with the team I've got.
How does it feel to have dad as your coach?
It's good. I probably prefer it that way, to be honest. I think he knows me better than anyone, I guess, other than my mom, obviously. So I think it's just the best thing for me, as he knows me like the back of his hand, I guess.
So was he a professional tennis player himself?
No, he wasn't. He was a semi-professional footballer. So he played football in England until he unfortunately tore his cruciate ligament. So he was out from then. But yeah, he did play football to a very good standard. But no, he didn't play professional tennis, but he like played social tennis, obviously, in school and like for fun. It wasn't professional, yeah.
Right, okay. So I know you were born in England, then you moved here at about 8 years old, is it?
Yeah, I moved when I was eight, yeah.
So how's the tennis journey been for you? I mean, you started playing very young. What does it mean for someone who aspires to be a professional tennis player? How many hours do you put in every day?
So I probably put in 2 hours on the court in the morning, probably 2 hours in the gym during the middle of the day, in between another 2 hours in the afternoon. So I probably put in about maybe 6 hours or something a day, four on the court, two in the gym, I'd say. And then there's like the recovery and the warm-ups and all that that obviously have to be done in between. But yeah, that's probably a standard day throughout the week for me.
Throughout the week? So do you mean 365 days of the year? Every day you do this?
Well, yeah, unless I'm having a week off, I guess, yes.
Oh, my God, it's not easy to be a tennis player. And we look at the prize money. Oh, they won that much money when they won this tournament. So that's the hard work that goes in to win.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you've got to do it. But I really enjoy doing it, to be honest. I don't think I could do that much as I do if I didn't enjoy it. So I'm glad that I enjoy it. So I'm able to carry on putting in the same work every day without it being a chore at all.
And I read somewhere that you won seven doubles titles as well.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty well in the doubles recently. I've probably won more titles in doubles than I have in singles, that's for sure. But in the last few years, I have won a fair few doubles titles, which is also really good. I love playing doubles. So singles titles, doubles titles, they all like mean a title to me. But
yes.
Obviously, hoping to get a few more singles titles to catch up with those doubles ones.
Sure. So you debuted in the Australian Open in 2017. Will we see you again next year? And any other Grand Slam, what are your plans?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to have a few more good results like I did last week so I can get my ranking inside whatever it needs to be to get into Roland Garros qualifying and then Wimbledon qualifying and US Open qualifying this year. So I'm hoping to play Roland Garros, just like I played Australian Open as my next Grand Slam and then the other two following. Yeah, I've still got a bit of work to do before then, but obviously definitely hoping to be in Australian Open again next year because I did pretty well this year making last round of qualies, so I'm hoping to at least be in qualifying, or if I can get myself to main draw, obviously that would be even better.
Sure. No, French yeah. Open would be good, so would be Wimbledon. Yeah. But yeah. What is your current ranking?
WTA ranking is currently, I think it's 250. I'm not sure if it's out just yet, but yeah, it should be around 250. But,
well, 250 is superb. Yeah. When we look at the whole world, you're amongst the 250 top players in the world, which is brilliant. Now, I also seem to recall that there was a Steffi Graf connection with you.
When I was sponsored by Adidas, and the Adidas had a Adidas player development camp in Las Vegas, and Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi were there, and they have links with Gil Reyes and Darren Cahill. He sorted out it with Steffi Graf for me, which obviously I was incredibly grateful for. To be able to hit with Steffi Graf was probably like one of my highlights so far. Yeah. Like,
how old were you?
13-year-old. I think I was 13.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was stoked to hit with her and have that opportunity.
But who are your idols in female tennis?
I'd have to say probably Serena and Venus. I actually had the privilege of hitting with Venus a few times at the Australian Open this year, and just getting to know her like just made me like her even more. Serena Williams is just like, she's like the greatest player, female tennis, I think, so I definitely look up to her. So yeah, they'd probably be my female sort of role model.
Now, you're only 21, you've got the whole gamut of life ahead of you, but there has been a little bit of a controversy when they talk about the disparity in what female players win compared to what the male players. Any thoughts on that?
To be honest, I don't really think about that too much, to be honest. I just play tennis because I love tennis. I don't really think about the money side of things or anything. Like, it's just because I love the game and I want to play the game to the best level possible. So I'm not playing for the money. So I mean, obviously, that's a bonus, but that just comes with how well I do rather than the reason I'm doing it, if you get what I'm saying.
We wish you the very best going forward. Thank you. Before I let you go, I really need to know a little bit more about, you know, the father-daughter relationship and the coach-player relationship. Does it ever come down to speaking in Punjabi as well? Do you even converse in it?
Sometimes, I mean, just for the fun of it, why not? I mean, no, generally we speak in English, but I'm sure we say some things in Punjabi if we need to, but my Punjabi tends to be spoken with my grandparents most of the time.
Yeah,
I'd love to learn Punjabi better and be fluent in Punjabi. I could say I can at the moment understand more than I could probably speak, but I'm always telling my grandparents, can you just continue teaching me? I just want to really learn
it
fully, so I'm fully confident in it and I can speak and understand it whenever I need to, but yeah, it's still a work in progress at the moment.
Wonderful, but jande jande koi kuch kehna chahoge tusi Punjabi ch sade srotiyan nu? Any few words that you want to string together?
I don't know how many that's going to be, but I'll say Sasikal.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah, I don't really want to push the boat out too far just yet.
All the very best.
Thank you
Punjabi
so much.
Punjabi ji tonu kehda sade sare vallo ter sare shubhchhawan. Assi umeed karde ha ki tusi khoob sare competitions jitto, na sirf a tournament par Grand Slam vich vi pahunch ke jitto.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
sbs.com.au